An obscure board controlled by Governor Cuomo and the legislative leaders, known as the Public Authority Control Board, put off a meeting where they would have considered approving nearly $500,000 as part of the controversial Buffalo Billion Project. It's now the target of a federal probe that may extend to other state economic development projects. Governor Cuomo, speaking to reporters in New York City for the first time in a week, denied that he's feeling defensive about the widening probe. The Buffalo News, among other publications, reports that over 24 companies involved in New York State economic development projects have now been subpoenaed. Cuomo tried to downplay its significance, comparing the probe to numerous investigations he said he began back when Cuomo was Attorney General.
As Attorney General, I started all sorts of investigations. By the way, the overwhelming majority of the investigations I started never led to a case.
Cuomo says U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara may just be doing the same thing.
There are all sorts of questions, all sorts of rumors. So you get a tip, God bless you. Follow it up. That's just what I did as Attorney General. That's what the U.S. attorney should be doing.
Bharara's track record so far has been better than Cuomo's as attorney general. Bharara's past investigations led to prison sentences for both former legislative leaders. The governor does not seem to believe, though, that no wrongdoing occurred. He's conducting his own internal investigation, led by his appointee, former prosecutor Bart Schwartz. And Cuomo's chief counsel, Alfonso David, has already said in statements that he believes some improper lobbying or fraudulent self-dealing by some individuals might have occurred. Cuomo has acknowledged that his former top aide, Joe Percoco, is a target of the probe, as is Todd Howe, a lobbyist and close Cuomo family associate. Cuomo portrayed his own investigation as working in tandem with the U.S. attorney.
First, if there's something wrong, I want to know it. And as I said, we will fully prosecute according to the law.
But U.S. Attorney Bharara previously shot down the idea of a co-investigation. In a statement after former Senate leader Dean Skelos was sentenced to 5 years in prison on May 12th, Bharara said the most effective corruption investigations are those that are truly independent and not in danger of either interference or premature shutdown. The last part's interpreted as a jab at Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission on Corruption, which he shuttered as part of a budget deal in 2014. Cuomo says the board that will vote on the Buffalo Billion projects postponed the meeting due to a scheduling conflict. And he says in the future, his investigator, Bart Schwartz, will personally review all of its decisions. Ron Deutsch with the Fiscal Policy Institute, a think tank partly funded by unions, says putting off a decision on the $500 million in projects is the right thing to do, given all the questions swirling around the Buffalo Billion right now.
The leaders in particular said, wait a minute, let's hit the pause button here. Let's reflect on what's happening and realize that maybe we should be looking at this a little bit more closely before we start giving out an additional hundreds of millions of dollars to build this factory in Buffalo.
The meeting has been rescheduled for Wednesday, May 25th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.